Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everybody. Here we are for Lilydale Radio. This is called Embracing Your Essence. I'm Colleen van der Zijden, a registered medium at Lilydale. And this is the show I do for Lilydale every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. We usually go until about 9 o'clock. The last few weeks, I've been going a little bit over. So we'll see what I do today. I never know. So we are very excited to be here. I'm happy that you're watching, and I'm happy that you're listening. Lilydale, again, of course, is the largest spiritualist community in the world, and people from all over the world do come to Lilydale to take workshops, to have readings, just to come and experience the peace of Lilydale. If you haven't been there yet, I strongly tell you, you should get there. It's so wonderful. I've had so many people tell me that they go to Lilydale for the first time. They just heard of it. They knew a little bit about it. They may not have known very much, but as soon as they get through the gate, there and they get on the ground, they feel so peaceful, so loving, and they just are always emphatic about how much they love being there and how they love to feel the way they feel when they're there. Excuse me. So Lilydale is amazing. You can go there off season as well. The primary season is from the end of June until Labor Day, basically, and you can visit during that time. That's when everything really is happening. But off season, from Labor Day until the end of June, we do have workshops going on. The churches are still in session. There are off season workshops that Lilydale is hosting. Of course, we aren't hosting any now in December and January and February because of the snow. Yes, it is a beautiful place. Thank you. I love it there. And today it was 24 degrees. And I see this weekend there's supposed to be a snowstorm with a foot and a half or so of snow. That would be in Fredonia, which is a house I live in Fredonia. It's about 10 minutes away from Lilydale, 10, 15 minutes. But when I go over to Lilydale, I might get, you know, a foot here, and I go to Lilydale, and it'll be 3 feet. So we don't have workshops during the heavy-duty winter season because it's impossible to drive around and get there sometimes. They do have plows and all of that, so the roads are clear, but it can be difficult. So anyway, that's my little push here for Lilydale. You definitely do want to check it out. LilydaleAssembly.org. You can see everything that's coming up. Right now, we're getting ready and sending out contracts for some of the summer, or not the summer things, but the off-season things, some of those. I just did one the other day. I'll be teaching a healing immersion weekend at the end of May, May 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd. I'll be doing 3 healing workshops. So we're going to have a great weekend there. If you're interested at all in energy work or healing, we'll be doing that. Hi, Julie. Thanks for watching. And let's see, what else do I need to tell you? I don't know. Tonight's topic is all about don't take anything personally, not taking things personally. You know how I always love to have a topic, and you know also that as a life coach, because I am a certified life coach, I like to help people create a better life. I like to help them look at things from different perspectives. And when we do that, when we look at things from a different perspective, invariably, we feel better. We can release our stress, can release our worry, can release our anger, whatever it is that might be going on that's negative. And if you take full responsibility for how you feel, you will be amazed at what you can change and how you're experiencing life. And as I always say, this does not mean that if something horrible happens, that you should avoid or ignore those emotions. You have to experience whatever is happening in your physical life. We are here to live our physical lives fully and completely, problems and all. It's just the way it is. So you do have to experience the emotions. So, for example, if somebody passes or somebody is very ill or something and you're upset about it, you deserve to be upset. You should be upset. But if you're more aware of your responsibilities in terms of your emotions and perceptions, you can work through those emotions faster than some other people might. And it's a very interesting process. I've been working on this myself since about 2000, which is when I woke up in quotes there. And it's been quite a journey for me to watch my own evolution, as well as stepping into the field of being a spiritual teacher and a life coach and helping people see things from the different angles. So tonight we are talking about not taking anything personally. Now, the first time I heard of this was when I read the book by Don Miguel Ruiz, which was called The Four Agreements, which I have here to show you. Now, of course, it's going to be a little backwards because this is what happens on Facebook Live. So, The Four Agreements. If you have not read this book, you definitely want to do that. Hi, Lori. Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for watching. This, The Four Agreements book, is a simple book. It's easy. It's short. You can read it very quickly. And it just has four principles, basically, to live your life. Yes, Hope, I don't know if that's your real name, is saying it's her favorite book, Life's Bible, yes. And really what it is, if we look at some of these things, these simple statements, these simple ideas, and implement them into our lives, we can change our lives, totally change our lives. What happens, and I remember the first time I read this, which was a long time ago, and I remember buying it for a couple of people and saying, you know, I think you'd really like this book. So I buy it, I give it to them, and they say, oh, well, this is so easy. Everybody knows this. And I'm thinking, yeah, everybody knows it, but is everybody doing it? Is everybody paying attention to their own power to create a different experience of life? And so it was really eye-opening for me to recognize, number one, not everybody was as into improving their lives as I am, and that people weren't open enough to recognize that if they were to implement one of these ideas and really think about it and step into that energy, how much they can change what's happening. So the four agreements, I'm going to tell you what they are in case you haven't read the book, but the one I'm going to focus on is don't take anything personally. Hold on, I've got to find the page. Okay, here we are. So the first one is be impeccable with your word. So mean what you say, say what you mean. The second one is don't take anything personally. The third one is don't make assumptions. And I talked about that a little bit ago on one of my shows. I don't know if it was my Tuesday show or my Thursday show, but I did talk about stereotypes and assumptions. And then the fourth one is always do your best. So, of course, always do your best. Everybody says, well, of course, we do that. We always do. But do we? Sometimes we do. Sometimes we don't. So tonight, the not taking anything personally. When I first heard that, I thought, what are you guys even kidding me? What are you saying? Don't take anything personally. No matter what happens around me, no matter what anybody says to me, I'm not supposed to take it personally. And if somebody said something mean to me or something that wasn't as though they didn't hear me or something, shouldn't I take that personally? Shouldn't I have the right to be upset? You know, and whenever we take something personally, we'll complain, we whine, we get angry, we feel offended, we feel attacked, we become a victim, we blame, all of those things. And I struggle with that, even though I work in a call center. It's been one of the hardest things for me to get through someone else's saying, yes, it is, because what it is, it's the ultimate self-responsibility. It's where we say, no matter what happens to us, we are not going to take it personally. Now, long time ago, I worked, as you know, many of you know, in the public schools. I was a music teacher for a long time. I taught violin, viola, cello, and bass, grades 4 through 12, and I conducted all the orchestras. So the fourth graders were my beginners. And there was one year, quite a long time ago now, maybe, gosh, 2001, 2, something like that. They had done such a great job that year, the fourth graders. Normally what would happen, you know, I start them out. They'd play two songs for one of the concerts in February. They'd play Mary Had a Little Lamb and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. But this year, they were so good, this group of 40 kids or so. They were so good. I went to the elementary principal, and I said, I want these kids to play on the June concert. Now, normally, the June concert was just the choruses, the third grade chorus and the fourth grade chorus. I had already talked to the chorus teacher, because she's a friend of mine. I said, would it be okay with you if my fourth graders played these two songs on the June concert, because I wanted them to have a bigger audience, not just the string parents, the ones who, you know, are the parents of all my violin students and all of that, but the other parents too, so they could see the possibilities and what was there, and also to show these kids off a little bit. So the chorus teacher was all on board with it. She thought it was a great idea. I go to the principal, and he gives me this weird, really strange look, just looks at me, and he's he shakes his head and he goes, well, why do you want to do that? And I said, well, they're really good. And I think it would be fun for them to have this other experience, to get up there and play in front of people. It would be awesome. Now, I'm in my own little land over there at my school when I was working there. And pretty much anything I asked for, they gave me. I could do whatever I wanted. And he actually said no. He didn't want those kids to play. And I was really confused. I'm like, well, why not? Why don't you want them to play? And he said, nobody else should have to listen to that. And it was just so, it just took me aback. I thought, what? What are you saying? Are you saying you don't like how my kids play? Are you saying that they're not good enough to play in front of people? Are you saying I'm going to ruin the concert by having these fourth graders play their two little songs that are going to take, you know, 4 minutes total for them to play? Not going to add on time really for the concert. And I got really upset about this. I really did. I got upset. I did take that personally because I love my kids. And, you know, all good teachers do. But I loved my kids, and they were doing so well, and I was so proud of them. And I wanted to share that with everybody. And I got so upset. And I remember coming home and talking to my partner and saying, oh, my God, like, what is he thinking? Why is he saying that? And I went on and on and on, victim, complaining, whining, angry, all of this stuff, feeling attacked. I had started my path already at that point, and this was probably about the time I found this book. And so, of course, it comes to me, don't take it personally. Don't take it personally. And it took so much effort on my part to say, okay, that's his perspective. I can't do anything about it. If he doesn't want us to play on that concert, I can't do anything about it. So after a couple of days, I calm down a little, and it takes a lot for me to get upset. I have a high tolerance, and it's got to be something huge for me to really flip out on. And so I calmed down. It was all good. And then, don't you know, after I calmed down, the principal comes to my office and he says, you know, I was thinking about this and I'm really sorry. I was wrong. I shouldn't have said that. And I do want them to play. And immediately, of course, my mind goes, oh, yeah, I bet you're probably not telling me the truth. And I thought, stop it. Just stop it. Because here he is. He's come to me. He's apologizing. He's saying, it's okay. The kids can play. And I'm in my head right away going into defensive mode. And that's what we do when we take things personally. And then we don't believe people when they apologize, right? So anyway, long story shorter. The kids ended up playing for the concert. And he made a point of saying to me afterwards that he was really impressed with how they played because he hadn't gone to the concert in February. So he hadn't heard them. He was just making an assumption, you know, that it was going to be horrible when it wasn't. So that was one of my first times testing out and practicing not taking anything personally. It's not easy sometimes to detach from that energy. But when we take something personally, we become disempowered. We lose our focus. We lose our positive energy. Whenever we move into anger, blame, victim, complaining, whining, all of those things, whenever we move into those, we have lost our power. We are disempowered. Now, whatever's going on around us that we take personally does not have to be necessarily true. It's all based on our perception, of course. And I'm going to tell you all sorts of stories, examples, because I want to make sure you have a thorough understanding that no matter what is happening, you don't have to take it personally. These negative feelings that come up when we take something personally can affect so much of our lives. They can make us upset. We can't sleep, blah, blah. Now, not taking things personally. What happens in this case is you're shifting how you're responding. You're shifting your thoughts. You'll reduce your stress. What's very important is you won't have that negative reaction. You may have it initially, and then you'll just have to rein yourself back in. Perfectly normal. You know, if you had that dramatic reaction like I did when this guy told me this, of course, I didn't have it with him because he was my boss after he left my room. That's when I had it. But if you don't take anything personally, you don't get upset. Anything, no matter what it is. I had a friend who, a long time ago, who was convinced everyone was talking about her everywhere. So she was at work, and she was thinking that her coworkers were talking about her. She actually does a good job, but she is very competent. She's on top of things. She's very smart. She writes well. You know, there's really no reason for her to feel like that at work. And there's no reason that she should be thinking that people are talking about her. She always feels as though she's being attacked. She always feels as though she's being criticized. She takes things personally. She would see two people talking and think they're talking about her. It's an insecurity that she has. And because she's insecure in who she is, what she believes, she gets a little bit sensitive and starts to perceive slights that may or may not be there. Annie's saying, I'm so insecure. I always feel that way too. Insecurity is tricky, isn't it? Because everybody goes through it. Some people have more of it than others. Of course, we all have our own little issues that we're working on. But sometimes insecurity can make us feel a bit paranoid. And my friend was always believing things were true, but just because she believed it doesn't make it true. Doesn't mean it is true. And what would happen is she would get really upset with other people for no reasons. And she's projecting her own insecurities on other people and blaming them for her emotional misery. It was kind of crazy, actually. Mine has been more about the actions of others, such as friendship. I'm going to talk about that, too. I'll be getting to that one because it's in everything, isn't it? My friend here, because she takes things personally, what was happening at work, and even with some of her friend relationships and her family relationships, is she was taking all sorts of things personally, and her energy was changing, okay? So let's think about this. She's taking it personally now, and what was happening is she was so stuck in her head that people were out to get her, that people were talking about her, whatever, that anything made her think that. So now she's expecting this to happen. She is shifting her energy into a negative place, and now this energy is projecting out to the people around her who are now thinking, what is wrong with her? Why is she always in a bad mood? Why does she always give us weird looks when she walks down by us? Why is she miserable all the time? Why is she so sensitive? Excuse me. So it became almost a self-fulfilling prophecy, because then people started to talk about her because they wondered what was wrong with her. They think she's crazy. So it's really weird because she's taking things personally that have nothing to do with her. So is it possible for us to move out of the mindset of not taking anything personally, to step into that energy and believe it is possible? We might have that hard time of letting go of the ideas that other people are creating our reality, because when we have people who are challenging and difficult, it's easy, comfortable, habitual to blame them for how we're feeling. Easy to do. Everybody does it. We all fall into that trap. Some people are really good at it and stay in that energy. Other people are pretty good about recognizing it and moving out of it eventually. And then there's others who recognize and do it right away and go, okay, wait, no, I'm back in self-responsibility. I'm going to take it back on me again. We want to be right. So it's hard to not take things personally if we know we're right and somebody else is wrong, and we know they're wrong. You know, it's really hard to detach from that wanting to be right. We don't want that. We think we don't have control over what we feel. We think we don't have a control over what other people say, and we don't over what they say. We only have control over our reactions, of course. So we step into that. It's hard to let go of this idea of control and how it all balances out. When we feel wronged, it's very hard to not take things personally. That's when you'll notice you're doing it by paying attention to your words. You may notice that you blame other people, you're blaming situations. You start to feel like a victim no matter what you do. It doesn't make a difference. You might start looking at other people in a more negative way. Now, of course, some of this can be deserved. Those other people may not be very nice. You know, these things happen. So when you look at these other people in that situation, you know, something's happening, and you think they said something, and maybe they did mean it that way. Maybe they're jerks. Even if it's true or even if it's not true, it's your perception that is creating this awareness, negative energy where you're starting to take things personally that maybe have nothing to do with you. Now, even if something's going on and you're resisting this, you want to feel vindicated. So you want to feel better, you know. But you can still believe that and get upset about what happened, but that doesn't mean you have to stay there. And you might feel like you want to be justified. You want to stay in that energy. You want to stay in that anger, and you want to stay in that blame. And you'll know when you're in that because your head will start to go crazy. I call it crazy brain, where your head, you just keep thinking and thinking and thinking, and you replay it over and over and over again. And we do that because we're just stuck. We're stuck in a loop. We're stuck in the loop, and we don't know how to get out. And I can fall in that as well. When I recognize it, I make a conscious choice to try to step out of it. And I do have some strategies. I'll talk a little bit about it in a few minutes. When you notice you get there, the important thing is to notice it. Once you notice it, then you can get out of it. If you're not noticing it, then you're just going to stay stuck. So if you start to hear those repetitive thoughts in your head about this person said this, they did this, it makes you feel like this, you wanted to say this, or you said this, and they came back with that, you know how it goes, notice. And then you can make the choice to step out of it. You do not have to stay in that energy. If you want to stay in that energy, you want to continue to blame people, situations, blah, 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 you're not going to be able to shift it. You're just not going to it. You can change your reaction. You can. It is possible. It is truly, truly possible. So let go of taking anything personally, anything and everything personally. It is the ultimate sign of self-responsibility because you are responsible totally for how you're experiencing life. Yes, something sucks sometimes and things are horrible, all of that. But you're responsible for how you're experiencing. You're responsible for your choices. You're responsible for your reactions. Are you going to react out of habit? Or are you going to make conscious choices? You always have a choice. Now, I'm going to give you some more examples, but I do want to give you the telephone number. I see several people on hold right now, and I will be getting to you. Don't worry, I'm not going to talk all night again like I did that a few weeks ago. So the number to call in is 818-739-8818. And if you're just joining in, this is Lilydale Radio. I'm Colleen Vanderzijden, a registered medium at Lilydale. I'm also a certified life coach, and that is my passion, to helping people change their lives. So if you want to call in, you can call in and talk about the topic of the day, which is taking things personally and however that relates to you and your life. If you have a problem that you're wanting to solve or need suggestions or coaching on, I can give you some coaching suggestions. You can call in if you have questions about spiritual matters, metaphysical matters. So you want to talk about mediumship, healing, whatever. We can ask questions about that. I love teaching, so that's a great thing too. And you can also call in and get a brief mediumship reading. It's a little bit different. Now, mediumship reading is talking to dead people, okay? So don't call me and ask if somebody's going to pick you up from the airport. Okay, somebody did that once on my other show. It was a little weird. So you want to, you know, we want to talk about the dead people. Now, sometimes they will talk about problems that are going on in your lives, okay? So if that happens, then it's all good. I'll just bring it through. Whatever I get an impression of, I tell you. Sometimes they're crazy stuff that comes through. Other times it's just very interesting and we just have a lot of fun. Okay, so I'm going to finish up on this. A little bit more to go. So talking about not taking anything personally, I mean everything. The telephone number again is 818-739-8818. It should be on the top of my Facebook post where this video is. It should be there. We'll see. Because sometimes I think it's not. So somebody cuts you off driving. Now, is that not one of the most perfect examples of taking things personally? We always hear these stories about people who go crazy because somebody cut them off. Whether it was intentional, not intentional, doesn't make a difference. They take it personally, and they'll drive after people and attack them. I was just hearing this horrible story the other day that somebody did that, and they used a hatchet on the hood of the car that they were so mad at this person. And fortunately, the person who was driving the car that cut them off accidentally or whatever it was took a picture, and so they ended up arresting the person. But can you imagine a hatchet? That's craziness. There are crazy people out there. So that when somebody cuts you off or something like that happens, people take it personally. Don't take that personally. It has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. Maybe they're just distracted. I had a client once whose family refused to visit her at her house, just refused. And I don't know the reasoning for it. Of course, she was showing me her perspective. I don't know what's really true. But because she was taking that so personally, she refused to look at the options that she could actually go to their house. It wasn't that far. She could go visit, but she was being very stubborn, and it was kind of like she wanted to get back at them. Well, if you're not coming to my house, then I'm not coming to your house, and it's okay because I'm not going to see my grandkids. It was really weird. So you see what happens when we start to get in that mindset of taking things personally. We're creating more pain for ourselves. We're creating more problems. Emails, notorious things for being misread. You say something and somebody might read it in anger, and that's how they are perceiving it. And then they might come back with that, even though that's not how you intended it. You know, sometimes we just aren't very thoughtful while we're writing or something, and we might put a word in that triggers somebody else. But how do we know what triggers someone else? Of course. So people will get offended and they respond with anger. Another wonderful example is when you're in a store somewhere and the person is checking you out, you know, you're buying something or at the grocery store, whatever, and they're not very nice. And you wonder what, you know, you start to, after a while, you start thinking, what is your problem? And you start to take that personally, that, you know, that maybe you've done something or she doesn't like you or whatever. When that happens, you've got to step out of that energy and say, you know, I'm not going to take this personally. I'm just not going to do it. One of my favorite strategies, I've talked about this before, but I'll mention it again in case we have any new watchers or listeners tonight, is to give that event a different meaning. If your salesperson is not very nice to you and they're just checking you out, I always try to make them smile. I like to try to tell a joke, or I like to look at them and say, how are you doing today? You know, are you having a good day? You know, just to let them know that I'm listening and I'm there for them. And it's not that they need to tell me all their problems. I just want them to know I see them. You know, when I go through the security at the airport, I usually make a real point of watching the security person ahead of time to see how they're doing. You know, it helps that I'd like to, you know, check in people's energies a little bit. But sometimes, you know, when you're doing something over and over again, you don't pay attention to the people around you. And security people sometimes at the airport don't pay too much attention. You know, they look at your paperwork, they look at your face, but they're not looking at you. So sometimes I'll just stop and I'll say, and how are you today? And just ask them so that they can know that somebody sees them as a person. And I've actually had security people at the airport tell me I'm too happy as I go through there, which is awesome. I just think that's the funniest thing ever. I like to be happy. So try to give it a different meaning. If somebody's not doing well, try to lift them up. You know, if you recognize it, lift them up instead of taking it personally. That's an option for you. Just the awareness that you don't have to take things personally, ever. It can change your whole perception, can change everything. And other ways you might want to move out of this, the first thing you've always got to do is look at yourself. You've got to look at yourself first, okay? Don't look at the other person first. Look at yourself. Sometimes we take offense at things that are just so stupid that why are we taking offense? You know, you send a friend a text. You can see they read it because they probably still, they haven't changed that part on their phone yet. But you can see they read it and they don't get back to you right away. And you start thinking, why haven't they gotten back to me? What's going on? I can't, oh, maybe they're mad at me. Maybe I said something. Maybe this, maybe that. You know, and you start to, you know, create this whole story in your head that's taking you to a really crappy place. Don't do that. Maybe she was reading the text in between appointments, or she happened to look at it right as she was getting in the car. Of course, she's not going to respond to you while she's driving because that is wrong and dangerous. That's my moral lesson of today. So there's nothing there. So just don't take that personally. You do see two people talking in the hall. You walk down the hall. You see these two people. They look over. You see them look at you. And all of a sudden, you think, oh, are they talking about me? Kind of like my friend I was telling you about earlier. Make a conscious decision to step out of being paranoid. It probably has nothing to do with you. Maybe they're just having a private conversation. They don't want anybody else to hear it, and it has nothing to do with you. Maybe they're planning you a surprise party. You'll never know. Make that conscious decision. So you've got to look at yourself first and then consciously choose to step out of the energy of taking things personally. So easy and so hard, but the conscious decision makes a difference. So whenever you feel insulted, offended, upset, angry, you're talking about other people and how crappy people they are, whatever it is, look at yourself. Are you overreacting? Are you taking something personally that you shouldn't be? Are you looking at the facts? Are you looking at the facts, or is your brain going off on its own, looking for all these ways to justify that these people don't like you and that you're actually paranoid? So make sure you look at yourself first. And make sure, I love to list facts. Sometimes just listing facts makes a difference to me. Somebody says something. Okay, the fact is they said this. I'm reading into it that it means something else. Okay, so the facts, and I write them out. I'm a big writer. I like to write things out because when you put it on paper, it seems easier to understand sometimes. When my online course, I'm creating an online course called Happy and Unstoppable. It's to help people become happier in their lives and move out of stuck and into unstoppable. And part of that course is about looking at the emotions of things and seeing where it leads you. So you feel the emotion, what are you doing with it? How are you taking this emotion and where it goes in your head so that you can start to follow the path and take control of it instead of allowing your mind to go crazy on its own. So now let's move into the different scenario that maybe somebody is really being a jerk to you. They're insulting you. They're nasty. They're horrible. You know that sometimes they're right out and out. They do it. Other times it is subversive, I think is a good word, maybe, you know, a little bit manipulative, a little underhanded. That's their problem and it's not your problem. That's a way to get out of that right away. It's their problem, not yours. It will trigger you if you don't feel good enough. And what is it? 90-something percent of us don't feel good enough in so many different areas of our lives. So it will trigger you. So if you know that that's a trigger, then don't let it move you. Just don't. Somebody may say something to you and you don't agree with them and you think their perception is not logical. But the first thing you've got to do again is check in with yourself and see if what they're saying could be true. Could it be true? Now, if you can openly, honestly look at yourself and say, you know, they're telling me this. Is it possible that I did do that? I did offend them somehow. I did that. If you did, then just apologize and it's up to them to accept it or not. But if you're sincere, you should be good. But if you know you didn't do anything and this other person has a warped perspective, we'll just say, there's nothing you can do to change that. You can't. The only thing you can do is let it go and not take it personally. Somebody got upset with me once because I didn't answer my phone. Okay, this was back when I had an answering machine. Okay, I didn't have the phone I have now with voicemail and all that. I had an answering machine, and they were upset I didn't answer the phone. Afterwards, I was like, what do you mean? I said, I saw you were calling, but I had to leave. So I knew the voice would pick it up. So why, you know, what's the big deal? But they took it very personally that I didn't answer. And that was really strange. If you have somebody who's a complainer around you, they always tell you what you're doing wrong, or they accuse you of saying things or doing things you didn't do. So you take it personally. And your first reaction is to react. And then you get defensive. You know you didn't do those things, whatever you were accused of doing. And you start moving into the defensiveness of just saying, well, no, I meant it this way. No, I said that. No, I never said that. And you go back and forth. Now you've got to get out of that energy and not take it as a personal attack, even if it is a personal attack. You've got to get out of it. You don't have to accept that attack. You don't have to accept it and own it. Okay. What you want to do instead is accept that that person is the way they are and you can't do anything about it. You know, it's just the way it is. And one of my favorite phrases when something like that happens is that's their problem, not mine. And I just say that that's their problem, not mine. It's their perception. It's their ideas. It's their thoughts. Don't defend yourself any longer, because the more you defend yourself, the more you get stuck in the energy of still taking something personally. And I know this from hard fought, hard won experience, because I've had some situations where I felt like I had to defend myself. And even now, I can still fall into these things. This is my topic of the day. I'm not going to go on and on about this. Now, I am, but that's me. So just remember, if you get those feelings where, you know what I mean, what it feels like, you get offended, you get reactive, all of that stuff, you're angry, you're complaining about other people, That doesn't mean, though, you have to suppress yourself. Press yourself. If you have to say something, say something. Just don't take that energy on and own it and make it yours. You've got to be true to yourself, who you are. As you know, my answer to everything is be true to yourself, no matter what it is. Just be you, the best you can be. So choose to be empowered. Don't get stuck in taking things personally. Okay, so that's my little tip today, my little coaching tip. I call them on my other show, and I'll call it that here too. We can call it empower moments as well. So I'm going to take some callers, yay. But before I do that, I do want to tell you again what you're watching and listening to. This is Lily Dale Radio. I'm Colleen Banderzijden, a registered medium at Lily Dale and a certified life coach. And as you know, my passion is to help you live your best life. This is, if I could do it, you know, 20 hours a day, I guess I have to have some sleeping time. But if I could do it a lot, you know, all the time, I would just really, really love that. You could reach me at ColleenVanderZijden.com. I do have a new free download there on my homepage. It's called, what is it called? Three Keys to Happiness. I can't believe I couldn't remember that, but it's Three Keys to Happiness. So if you have not yet signed up with my for my newsletter yet or that kind of thing, you can sign up there and get a free download. And that would be fun. And you can, there's a quick link besides ColleenVanderZijden.com, is PsychicMediumColleen.com. And that might be easier for some of us to spell. See, and LilydaleAssembly.org. And if you're not following my page, if you're watching, you're on my page, so you're probably following it all already on Facebook, Colleen Banderzijden, Medium and Self-Empowerment Coach. Okay, enough of my chatting. Let's take some callers. Who do we want to go to? Let's go to 0941. Hello, how are you today?
Hey, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
Doing a little better, actually. So it's been quite the new year. Oh, welcome to the new year. I haven't talked to you since last year.
Yeah, I actually thought about you during the holidays. I don't know why. You popped into my
why?
Head. I don't know. You just popped into my head, and I wanted to call you and just say, hi, how are you doing? Isn't that funny? It's so funny. So did anything in particular happen during that time?
I'm not sure. And just sometimes I don't know your energy signature. So the reason why it's like, maybe I should. You know, sometimes I do that. I'll just call out of the blue someone and they're saying they were thinking of me. So I don't even think about it anymore. I wanted to actually call you.
Yeah.
You know what? Interesting you say that. Actually, I wanted to call you a couple of weeks ago, but you were talking about something, so you didn't get a chance to take any calls at that time. So
yeah, I talked too much that day, way too much.
No, it's okay.
I don't know what I was talking about, but I went on and on.
Well, thank you.
So
thanks for thinking of me.
Yeah, I did. It was really funny. I was like, I wonder what Jay's doing. Isn't that weird? I make, you know, and for people who are watching on Facebook, you know, some of you I have never met, and I do feel a connection with people just by their names. I see them pop up or talking to them on the phone. I just get connected to my people. It's really cool. So what do you want to talk about tonight, Jay?
Well, no mediumship reading, but I just wonder, you do life coaching. And one thing is that I was at a meetup group, and we're talking about fun and excitement, and we're talking about, like, stuff that we can do. Like I can do to get myself out there, as in improve my social life, because I really don't have a social life. I really haven't had one since I was actually a very young age, actually, because I'm more of an introvert. So any advice you can give to any introverts who are listening out there too, especially in this day and age where we're kind of isolated by technology, that keeps us more introverted than anything else, because we can do anything from our screen, but we're not getting ourselves out there to be with other humans, other people.
Oh, yeah. I totally understand. Now that I work from home, there are days sometimes where I never leave my house. And I don't mind that, but I do know that after a couple of days, I really have to get out, you know. And we do have Annie staying online, actually. She says, I feel you, bro. All my friends are online. And isn't it true? You know, we have this great ability to communicate with people online, And we get stuck in that, and we don't know how to get out of it. And I've had so many clients come to me with a similar thing. You know, we'll talk about their love life and how they need to change it or create one, and they don't want to leave their house. So I'm like, well, that works to a point because you can always go online there. But eventually you do have to leave. So I'm always talking with people about looking, just the awareness, of course, is first. And you know that. Jay knows these things. He's been a well aware for a long time. So the awareness that I need to get out more is a big thing. The awareness I need to be with other people. And then once that starts happening, invariably people will start to see workshops or classes or lectures, concerts, you know, things like that will start to pop up. So you might be on Facebook and all of a sudden an event pops up and you think, oh, that might be fun to go to. So those things, you have to be aware of those, of course, and then act on them. And the big thing for introverts, and my daughter is a huge introvert, the big thing for introverts is they need to make the plan and stick with it. So they can't just say, well, if I'm feeling like it Friday night, then I'm going to go to whatever, because you know darn well Friday night you're not going to feel like it. It'll be a half hour before and you should be leaving and you're going to go, oh, you know, I think I just want to stay home. So it's making the plan. If you have to buy the ticket in advance, because then if you have it, you're more likely to go. So I always tell people those things. Go out to workshops, classes, concerts, lectures, go to the museum, go places by yourself. I'm going to be going to Florida and I'm going to be going by myself, apparently. So I'm going to go and just have fun. So I am I've started making a list of things I would want to do while I'm there. You know, I want to go to the spiritualist church there. And of course, you know, being a Lilydale show, I do want to mention going to, looking up those things, you know, Unity churches, spiritualist churches, see if there's a church around, New Thought churches. Those things are fun because when you go, it's always a little weird when you first walk in, you don't know anybody. But for a church service, you can sit in the back, and then eventually it might be more interesting. So those are always good places to go as well. And it's the making the plan. Without making the plan, it doesn't happen, you know? And, interesting. Do you have a group right now of people that you hang out with, like a small group, two or three other people?
Yeah, I do, actually. It's on a regular basis. It's usually a movie and a potluck or just potluck and fun.
Okay. Because that does make a difference, too, you know. Some people don't even have that. You know, they don't have the close friends where they can do things and stuff. So those are some ideas anyway to consider. I don't know, you know, like sometimes I look at the events that are on Facebook just to see what's around, and there are a lot out there. So I don't know if you're on Facebook yourself, you know, you might want to check some of those things. That might be fun.
I always be able to find something. So it just kind of, you know, being able to connect with people, but also, you know, people talk, you know, invited me out or something like that, but I haven't had that for a while too, right? So, yeah, just people communicate differently now.
Yeah, they do, you know, and I find it so much easier to communicate by email or texting just because I can do that quickly. You know, phone is a little bit longer, and so I tend to avoid phone if I can. you know, it just takes a little too long for me. And making the plans, you know, finding somebody and saying, hey, you know, I want to go to this movie. Do you want to go with me? And making the plan ahead of time. I always feel like we got to make the plans ahead of time, because if we don't, then I'm the same way, you know. Friday night will come and, I don't really want to do that, so I'm just going to stay home. So, well, Jay, it was nice talking to you again.
It's great talking to you. Thanks for thinking of me. So now we connected out of the... I'll see if I can think of you, and maybe I have to phone back again and see if it works both ways.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That would be fun.
Well, it was so nice talking to you, Jay. You have a good night.
Yeah. You too. Thanks so much for your loveliness. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. And it is funny, too, you know, when I say I was thinking about Jay, because I really was, and I'm thinking, I think I have a cell phone number someplace, you know, I'm pretty sure I do. Because I have gotten to the point, kind of like what he was saying, he does too. If you think of somebody, you might contact them. I had a couple of clients, one in particular I'm thinking of right now at this moment, who's I met a long time ago, and I think I only met him physically once or twice, you know. He was a healing client. And then his wife got sick, and his wife died, I think, 2 years ago. And I sent him a couple of emails and just saying, you know, hey, how are you doing? I'm thinking about you. And just, I don't know, you know, sometimes it's following that intuitive hit. You've got to go there and just get that energy out there for people and help them just kind of know that there's somebody thinking of them and know that somebody's, you know, positively thinking about them. You know, some people just feel alone, and it's nice if you reach out. And if you're watching this show and listening to this, you're probably like that too and want to make a difference with other people. Isn't it great to have like-minded people that we know? It's wonderful. Yep, reach out. Yes. Okay, I'm going to take another caller because me talk too much as usual. Let's see this number. It's 3140. This is the last four numbers of your phone number, 3140. Oh, good. I did it right.
Hi, Colleen.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And what's your name?
My name is Amy.
Oh, that's nice. I'm so glad I'm getting to talk to you. So how can I help
you
today?
So I'm finding the subject of your topic very coincidental this evening. And because I just tuned in when you were speaking of having this loop in your head and needing to step away from that. And, gosh, I just so got into that with my family and issues, you know, around taking care of my mother. And, you know, what has happened in the past is I have had to try and, disengage from some of my family members because they just do not serve me well at all. But I have found since, you know, recently having to intervene, you know, with my elderly mother, 87, I got back into these patterns and these old resentments that I carried. And I did not like the person I had become. And so I kind of got back into taking things very personally, like you spoke about. And became aware of it just actually today. I had to remove myself from that environment. I felt very heavy energy from some of my siblings. And, you know, I was not the best person. I was, you know, defensive because I just felt like there was more that they could step up and do to help my mother, who had done so much for them throughout her life. And because I didn't feel that they were supporting her, these old feelings of resentment came back to me because I didn't feel supported from my family members. And I'm going, you know, this is not what I believe family to be. So I got in that loop, and I just had to step away and, you know, get some sleep too, because, you know, caring for an elderly person is not easy. But your suggestions and your thoughts were so coincidental tonight. So appreciate you sharing it.
It's synchronicity here because I will, and it's funny, I was just talking to a friend of mine the other day. I said, you know, I've got two radio shows a week. I've got to come up with two topics. And sometimes it's really hard to come up with two topics. I feel like I'm repeating my stories and all this stuff. But this week, both topics just came to me out of the blue. And part of it was because I was experiencing some of this. I was doing the exact same thing that you're talking about. Exactly. Not in terms of taking care of my mother or anything like that, but a family situation where my brain was going crazy. And we do become defensive. But what I want to really tell you and everybody else who's watching and listening is that what is happening now, and I've talked about this before, about the consciousness shift. Everything has to fall apart to be rebuilt. And that is what is happening everywhere. You can probably, you know, I mean, you can see it in the United States and the politics and all of that, but other things as well. And I had a client who was having some of the same things where old stuff is coming up. And we are all experiencing this now, every single person. I don't know anybody who's not experiencing it. And of course, with family, we fall into those old habits, those old beliefs, the old resentments, because that's how our relationships were, how our interactions were. And everybody is experiencing this. But what's happening is this old stuff is coming up because it needs to be cleared out. Now, Amy, you're doing great because you recognized it. So many people don't recognize it. And so then they think, oh, nobody's done this, nobody's changed, but you're recognizing it. Really, it's your stuff. And yes, they probably haven't changed because so many of us don't, but that's okay because you're recognizing your responsibility in this and you're recognizing that you had to step away. You had to not take things personally. So you are actually, congratulations on this, strengthening your own power. You're doing it yourself. It's amazing. So this is very exciting to me. I'm getting goosebumps about it because I can feel the growth that you've had with this. And that recognition is huge. So when these feelings come up, and this doesn't mean because you recognize it, and same thing for me, because I recognize it, that it's going to go away forever. It's not until we really, really get it. So both of us and other people as well are going to continue to work on these things. But the awareness, gigantic. That's 99% right there. That's gigantic. And the recognition that it's old habits, old patterns is like, okay, 0.5 more. So you only have 0.5 to go. And you're done, okay? I know that sounds so simple, but it's true. It's really true. This is so awesome. Go ahead.
I just really thought that, you know, I had worked through it, mourned a lot of this family issues because I was not going to get back into family issues. But now that, you know, my mom is, you know, probably going to be, you know, transitioning, I know within the next year, few months actually, that I have to reengage with family members. And I need to help myself, prepare myself to be be more cognizant, I guess, of how I'm going to manage that.
Perfect. Yes. Perfect. I had a few thoughts I jotted down right away so I didn't forget them while you were talking. One is you've got to release your attachment to what you hoped your family would be. You've just got to recognize and accept that this. And I know it's disappointing that family's not always the way you want it to be, but also don't beat yourself up over thinking, oh, I worked through this. I can't believe I'm having to do it again because I went through the exact same thing just a little while ago, where I thought, I can't believe I'm working through this again. I thought I took care of it. But what's happening is it literally is the residual. It is the last little bit of it. That's what's happening. So release the attachment, okay? Accept 100% that they're going to act the way they do. That's the way it is. You have no control over it. So just accept it. That's the way they are. That doesn't mean you have to put up with it. But if you can plan ahead, as I said, I talked to Jay a little bit about planning ahead for that kind of thing. Same thing. Plan ahead for this. So I plan ahead, you know, what I should do if I'm feeling depressed or if I know my energy is going to be off. I've got to have a plan ahead of time. If I feel like this, then I can do this and I'll feel better. It's the same thing. So one of my favorite strategies, and I don't know if you were listening then, earlier, I use it for this situation as well, is if somebody's a jerk to you, I like to make a really good meaning to it. And I'll make it something really crazy. Now, for family, let me think and see what comes to my mind about a family. If a family member is crazy, I might do this. Something along the lines of, they must have been conceived from an alien, so they're not even totally human. You know, something must have happened and they're just like an alien and I don't know how it is. And they came from this kind of a planet where they do this and this and this. And I make up a whole story that is just so inconceivably crazy that it can't possibly be true, but it makes me laugh. Okay. You know, so for family, it's a little trickier. For people, you know, friends and stuff, it's easier to do because you can just say, oh, you know, maybe their mother was a horrible person and that's the way they are, why they are the way they are. You know, that's a little easier to do. But for family, they came from your family. So you can't, you know, use that. So it's got to be something totally insane. So you've got to also plan out how you're going to react. And it can be as simple as just saying, oh, I understand. And that's all you say.
Oh, or thank you for your input.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I acknowledge that I, you know, received an email or something like that. Thank you for your input. I don't even put my attention on things that they say, you know, because
see?
I just
perfect.
Don't, I haven't been resonating with them at all.
Yeah, and that's okay. That's okay. It's perfectly fine. You know, maybe it'll change a different time, maybe it won't. But in today's life, right, what you're experiencing now in the present, that is perfect, exactly what you did. Thank you for your input. Because when you do that, you're in control. You're not responding emotionally. You respond emotionally, you're actually giving them your energy, and you do not want to do that because it's only going to make it worse. So you're perfect. You are perfect. Look what you're doing. You are such an example here for people. They are probably all out there now going, oh, my God, I can't believe that. What a good idea. She's so smart. They're saying this about you. We're talking about you.
Well, there's absolute radio silence today from my family. That's how I responded all day yesterday. And I just left, you know. I knew that one sister was going to be there to take care of my mother today. And I just left. And I said, Mom, I got to go. I'm not getting any rest anymore. And she understood. And you know, I don't. There, it was like a nuclear bomb went off, and all these emails going back and forth. And but anyway, yes, I just kept responding. Thank you, you know, for your input. And I just feel an energy shift, and really had to dig deep, you know, and going, what is going on? And the coincidence with your show tonight just really kind of put it all. I was getting there, but it put it all in perspective for me. So I do thank you for that topic tonight.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Because, you know, I tell you, Spirit, they know what needs to be said here on this show. They do. And they guide me 100%. And for you, and to get through, too, because I always have a lot of callers, and I don't get to everybody because I talk too much. So it's perfect. I tell you, it's perfect. You've got this under control. So
thank you so much.
You just keep doing what you're doing. Protect your own energy because your life is about you and how you're experiencing it. So you got to do what you got to do to keep yourself healthy, and, you know, it's all good. It's all good. You're a very strong person, so you're going to be fine.
Okay. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
You're welcome. It was so nice talking to you, Amy. Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much, and nice talking to you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Amy. Isn't that always fun? Yes, Judy's saying online, hurt people, hurt people. She tries to remember that, hurt people. Hurt people. And that is so true. You know, when we're upset about something, we just forget. And people who are more aware, you know, the more spiritually inclined people, we tend to be more sensitive, which can make it harder at times and easier at times. So always, you know, my message always is come back to you inside, come back to you and who you are, and be true to you and what you want. Linda, I love your angel statues. Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh, where does my time go? Yeah, you should see me. You know, I had my Christmas set up last week, and I love my little Christmas setup. It was fun. I thought it looked really nice, if I say so myself, because it had so many different colors in it and it balanced well. And I'm not sure about this one yet. You know, I was trying to make it different, a little bit different. I probably have in my house, we counted them 1 year, at least 40 angel statues or, you know, things about this big. I love my angels. They are just my thing. I have so many of them, and they're fun. So, okay, I have only talked to two callers, but I had fun tonight. I don't think I'm going to take another one since it is really getting late, and I'm not in the midst. I'm so sorry, callers. I don't know what I'm going to talk about next week, but I'll be talking about something. And I'm sure it'll be fun, and I'm sure it'll be synchronistic as well. So this week, I always like to give people a little action tip. So this week, just kind of observe how you're doing. Don't beat yourself up over how you feel. Don't think you should be doing something else. You know, many of us are really good about, oh, I should have done this. I should have done that. I should have said this. I should have said that. And don't do that. Don't beat yourself up. Observe your thoughts. Observe how you're feeling. See if you can step into a little bit of that energy of not taking things personally. So if somebody upsets you, just take a little step back, you know, take a breath, walk away if you have to, take a step back, and just kind of go, what can I do to get out of this energy and not own that? Don't take it personally and see what happens. It is definitely something that has to be practiced. It's not something that you can just miraculously do after having talked about it one day, but it does make a difference. Now, if you have not read that book yet, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, I do strongly recommend you read it. It's a great book, quick read. There might be an audio version out there if you like audiobooks, and I'm sure there's a Kindle or whatever else they have these days. So you can do that. Simple strategies when it comes down to changing our lives. Simple strategies, simple concepts, simple ideas, simple perceptions are what makes the change. It doesn't have to be this big, wow, oh my God, you know, it's so, so profound. It just has to be simple. The trick, of course, is implementing it. I used to pick one idea and stick with it and just stick with that idea for a week or 2 weeks. I would put reminders on my phone to pop up through my phone. I would have sticky notes in places. Right now, my theme for 2019 is to trust that I will be led by Spirit. Trust I will be led. And that means going within. So I have a sticky note on my bathroom that says intention on the bathroom mirror. I have one on my computer that says trust I will be led. I just bought a mantra band bracelet that says trust on it. And so I have that on and I'm going to wear it until, I don't know, maybe 2020. So these are some ideas to move into a new energy. I love teaching. I love sharing my stories with you. I love my sharing spiritual things and concepts and stuff like that. So I hope you enjoy it as well. And as usual, I have talked too much yet again. Okay, let's see if we have what else we have. I read a quote the other day. Hell is other people. Heaven is other people. We are other people. Hell is other people. Heaven is other people. We are other people. Ooh, interesting concept. I'm going to have to think on that one. I'm definitely going to have to think on that one. Deborah, thank you. Oh, thank you for thanking me. Thank you. You are welcome. Okay, I will stop talking now. Thank you so much for watching. You can connect with me, my website, and if you haven't signed up for my mailing list yet, you can get a free download, 3 Keys to Happiness, ColleenVanderZijden.com and PsychicMediumColleen.com. Either one of them will take you to the same page. And Facebook, follow me there if you're not already, Colleen Van Der Zijden. Medium and self-empowerment coach, and LilydaleAssembly.org. And you can see everything that's going on pretty soon. The new program will be up probably in March, and you can start making your plans for the summer. And I'm hoping I get to meet a lot of you. You'll have to tell me who you are because I may not remember. So thank you so much, and I will talk to you next week. Yes, I will be here next week. Okay, bye. Maybe.